What better band to do for trivia than one whose name is a question? This week's topic is The Who trivia. If you're enjoying this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Share a link to dorkygeekynerdy.com for an episode you really liked. Word of mouth is a great way for this show to expand. Okay, that's enough panhandling. You want trivia. This is episode 347 of the Dorky Geeky Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your roadie and host, Brian Rollins. Let's go. The Dorky Round. Number one, what rock opera did The Who release in 1969? Tommy. Number two, which member of The Who destroyed his drums on stage regularly? Keith Moon. Number three, what is Roger Daltrey's position in The Who? He's the lead singer. Number four, what TV show used The Who's song Who Are You as its theme music? CSI Crime Scene Investigation. It was also used for the reboot CSI Vegas. Number five, the band was inducted into what in 1990? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Number six, what iconic festival did The Who perform at in 1969? Woodstock. Number seven, what type of arcade game was Tommy really good at? Pinball. Number eight, what role does Pete Townsend play in The Who? He's the lead guitarist. Number nine, which Who song contains the famous lyric, "Hope I die before I get old"? My Generation. Number 10, Zach Starkey drummed for the band in the 1990s. Starkey is the son of which member of the Beatles? Ringo Starr. The Geeky Round. Number one, which The Who song was used for CSI Miami's theme? Won't Get Fooled Again. Number two, what is the name of The Who's debut album? My Generation. Number three, what caused the death of drummer Keith Moon in 1978? drug overdose. Number 4. What instrument did John Entwistle play? Bass guitar. Number 5. What is the title of The Who's second rock opera released in 1973? Quadrophenia. Number 6. Who played Tommy in the 1975 film? Roger Daltrey. Number 7. What former guitarist for the Yardbirds played the preacher in the film Tommy? Eric Clapton. Number 8. What 2010 movie starring Annette Bening, Julianne Moore, and Mark Ruffalo gets its name from a Who song? The Kids Are All Right. Number 9. Which Who album has fake commercials and public service announcements interspersed with the songs? The fittingly titled, The Who Sells Out. Number 10. Which member of The Who had a cameo on CSI? Roger Daltrey. He plays the killer in the 7th season episode, Living Legend. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Which band member wrote most of The Who's songs? Pete Townsend. Number 2. Which The Who song was used for CSI New York's theme? Baba O'Reilly. Number 3. In what year was The Who formed? 1964. Number 4. Let's mix it up. What TV show used I Can See for Miles as its theme song? CSI Cyber. Number 5. What is the title of the 2006 album released by The Who, their first in 24 years? Endless Wire. Number 6. Which film director turned Tommy into a movie in 1975? Ken Russell. Number 7. What singer, who passed away in 2023, played the Acid Queen in Tommy? Tina Turner. as of 2025, what is the last studio album from The Who? Their 2019 album, simply titled, Who? Number 9. What type of guitar did Pete Townshend frequently smash on stage? Rickenbacker. Number 10. What was Roger Daltrey's job before The Who became famous? He was a sheet metal worker. And that's it. Smash your guitar and thrash those drums. How did you fare? Let me know on social media or in the YouTube comments. DGN will be back next week with 30 more questions. Here's a hint for what to expect. What peninsula can be found between China and Japan? A little geography and history trivia. Until then, take a few minutes and enjoy the fresh air. Hopefully the weather's getting nice in your neck of the woods. See you back here on Wednesday. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Having just moved from Germany, Lotta is new to South B High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares before madness overtakes her. Uncommon Bonds, a supernatural series written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Playing with Fire and Hammer to Fall. Books 1 and 2 of the series are available now on audiobook. Available on Spotify and everywhere else audiobooks are sold.